Quiet Day at a Synagogue Became a Battle to Survive by Campbell Robertson, Sabrina Tavernese, and Sandra Garcia. As gunfire shattered the prayerful morning stillness of the Tree of Life Synagogue, Barry Werber was hiding in a darkened storage room. In front of him was Melvin Wax, a longtime member of the New Light congregation, whose body now lay on the floor. Then a man stepped through a swinging door into the room. Mr. Werber saw that he was carrying a long gun. "He walks in," Mr. Werber said of the killer. "He steps over Mel's body." The man seemed to look around for a brief moment, but couldn't seem to see in the darkness. He walked back out. Mr. Werber escaped with his life, but 11 others in the synagogue on Wilkins Avenue on Saturday morning did not. The massacre unfolded over about an hour in individual acts of endurance and courage. Mr. Werber holding his breath in the darkness. Police officers who rushed in while the gunfire was still raging to confront the killer. Congregants who put aside their terror to help one another. It ended when the gunman, identified by police as Robert Bowers, wounded and crawling on his knees, surrendered to police officers. He had, quote, "wanted all Jews to die," unquote, he told a SWAT officer then. Then, according to a criminal complaint filed in the case, because Jews, quote, "were committing genocide against his people," unquote. The synagogue massacre on Saturday, one of the worst attacks against the Jewish community in the United States in decades, hit at the heart of one of the country's most vital Jewish neighborhoods, and it shook a nation in the home stretch of an exhausting and bitter political season that has seen rising vitriol and occasional threats of violence. Only a few days earlier, federal law enforcement agents had been called out in multiple states to investigate a series of pipe bombs mailed to Democratic critics of President Trump. Mayor Bill Peduto called the synagogue attack the darkest day of Pittsburgh's history. It began as a normal Saturday for the Tree of Life Synagogue in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood, home to about one-fourth of the Jewish residents of Greater Pittsburgh. As the population has aged and attendance has dwindled, three congregations, New Light, Tree of Life, and Dor Hadash, have all come to call the synagogue home. The New Light congregation met in a downstairs area in what is formerly called the New Light Chapel. On a typical Shabbat, about 20 people would show up to work to worship at New Light, said Carl Solomon, who is a member, and many of those would trickle in late.